You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. Lately, I've been feeling so defeated. Does this ever happen to you where things just seem to be going pretty well in your life, and then all of a sudden it's like when you try to take two steps forward, it's like you're taking 10 steps back. You put in your efforts in one thing and then it backfires, and then you try another thing. It seems like you just can't get ahead. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is this all about? Is there a lesson behind this? Is the universe trying to teach me something? Is it a lesson? And I know I just said that, and that's a prime example of what I'm talking about. It's like your mind gets so mixed up in what you're trying to do, and everything just feels so like you're failing. You begin to think, is it worth it? Should I keep going? Should I not? Should I stop? Should I stall? Should I restart? And all of this starts to just get so overwhelming, to where you begin to feel like you're, for one, going insane. And you begin to think like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And that's been happening to me lately, where I feel like my efforts in this business endeavor of mine, it's like things seem to look up in one moment and everything seems to be going great. I'm making progress and I'm creating and I'm putting it out into the world and I'm sharing it, and I feel really energized and just going at it. And then, you know, the next minute it's like you hit a wall and then you don't seem like you're making any progress, or someone tells you you can't do something because of this, this, and this, and you feel like you're a fraud, or you feel like they just don't understand, or how could they think that about me? That's not true. I have good intentions. And it just feels so defeating. I feel like this is part of the healing process, is when you actually begin to just talk about what it is that you're experiencing, because I'm already feeling lighter just talking about it and stepping into this zone where I am just talking about it. And so I feel like that's part of the message here, is when you're going through something really, really tough, or you feel like you just don't know what to do, should you do this, should you do that, I feel like there's different techniques or different avenues or different paths or different ways of healing that you can take, to where you don't feel so crazy, you don't feel like you're going insane, you don't feel like you're alone. And that's part of the process. And I feel like, just being a human being, we all have emotions, we all feel like failure sometimes, we all feel like we're on top of the world, and then the next day we wake up feeling groggy and unmotivated. It's like this whole mixture of emotions that can drive you like totally crazy sometimes. And so I feel like the answer would be to first recognize that this is just part of the process. This is just part of being human, I guess, because I've noticed a pattern over my entire life that it can come in different ways, but sometimes it's just short patterns where it's like a day in and a day out, a day in and a day out, where you're going up and down, up and down. Sometimes it can be like fleeting moments where you're like feeling really, really wonderful, and then all of a sudden like someone cuts you off or ditches you in line, or, you know, gives you the finger, or, you know, gives you a bad look or whatever it is. And then you're like, you tend to get like flustered by it and you're affected by it. And really that's just all energy, right? And so you can just become more aware of those moments and to recognize that, okay, that happened and this is just part of the process of being a human and this is just emotions. But I think that the more awareness that you have of the things that are happening within you, not just strictly without of you, like externally. I think if you start to recognize what you're thinking and how you're feeling and experiencing inside of you, that will help you deal with these crazy moments of feeling like you are failing, or you feel defeated or deflated or unenthused or sad, or, you know, all these different emotions happen. And so that's one way to deal with it, is just to recognize, okay, this is just being human, okay? This is just part of the process. And there's only so much that we can do. There's only so much we can do. Hi, buddy. My sweet little buddy Axel is meowing at me. He's agreeing with what I'm saying. The other thing that you can do is what I just did, right? You just take a deep breath. For example, I could have gotten so flustered because he meowed, right? I could have gotten so upset. Maybe I'll decide to delete it, but you know, I think I'm just gonna keep it in there because this is part of life, right? We get interrupted. There's a distraction, you know, something happens, and we just gotta roll with it. We gotta roll with it and know that this too shall pass. That has always helped me. And I think I mentioned this before. When I go back to that, I think just the concept of it is like, whatever's happening now in this very moment, it's going to pass and I'm going to be ultimately okay. Just like what it was before. Like, you know, you could have went through something traumatic or very sad or frustrating, or it made you feel really upset, and you know, you got through that, and here you are now in this moment, you're listening to this, and so this too shall pass. You have to, you know, say those things, okay, I'm gonna be able to get through this as well. I also think that something else that can help us is to just take the time to quiet our minds. And your mind is never gonna be totally quiet. It's always gonna be, your mind's gonna be in the back of your mind, is what I wanna say. It's never gonna be totally silent, totally quiet, totally at ease. You know, I don't think that's ever gonna happen. I feel like, you know, at least 100% of the time, it's always going to be there. You can never totally shut off your mind. You know, even after you pass away, I feel like your mind is still there, your energy is still there. And that's a whole nother story to get into later on at another time. But what I'm trying to say is, when you take the moment to be in the moment, to shut the doors, turn off the sounds and the distractions, tell the kids, the family, whoever that you need to tell, the animals, give mom some time, give me some time, give, you know, I need this time to myself. I need to just settle in. I need to unwind. I need to find the space. I need to be reminded that there is more to this insanity. I need to feel this connection to God or to Source or to the universe, to my higher self. I need to feel reassured. And when you take that moment to just close the door, light a candle, light an incense, some sage, whatever you want to do, turn on some soft music, some Native American flute, some different hertz or vibrations, or, you know, whatever it is that you need to hear and to consume, and be in the moment. Allow yourself. And if you've never done this before, where you've shut things off and you've come to a quiet space and you just allowed yourself to just be, you know, there's no perfect way of doing this. It's just allowing yourself to just shut everything off for a minute and allow yourself to experience the energy that surrounds you. And if there's something going on in the background, maybe you hear your child, or, you know, you want to make sure that they're okay, of course, which you naturally know that, but to know that they're going to be okay, right? To know that everything's okay, and this is your moment. This is your moment to take to yourself. You deserve this moment where you're not constantly pleasing someone else, you're not constantly worrying, or you're not constantly trying to make sure everyone else is okay. Because if you don't make sure that you're okay every once in a while, you're going to feel totally depleted and out of control and stressed out, and you're going to be able to handle it, but it's going to start building up. And then those fleeting moments of maybe you yell, or maybe you feel like you're completely out of control, you know, but if you take those moments where you just quiet yourself and quiet the surroundings around you, you will start to notice that there's something going on beyond your physical eyes. There's something going on, and you can start to feel it. You can start to feel the little tingling sensations, and it's almost like this sense of like surrendering. you're just surrendering to this peacefulness that is around you. And you'll start to notice, oh my gosh, there is something beyond this madness of my own mind. There is something. What is this? And depending on your beliefs, it could be really anything, but I feel like ultimately it's the source of love and energy and reassurance and comfort. And you can call it God, the universe, spirit, your higher self, source. I don't remember if I even just said that or not, but it's something that gives you this sense that we're not alone. Even when we're sitting by ourselves, we're not alone. And this is, and I don't mean this in a weird, creepy way. I'm not saying, you know, like all eyeballs are on you or anything like that. But what I'm saying is, it's almost like this sense of energy that gives you the peacefulness that we're ultimately all wanting at times, especially when we feel completely out of control and, you know, things are going crazy around the world. And, you know, there's so many things that you cannot control. But the one thing that you do have control over at all times is the way that you perceive the situation, the way that you give yourself the self-compassion that you deserve and essentially need. It's really important, and I feel like Spirit's wanting me to tell you this, to give yourself this moment to where you can connect and feel it. So if you've never tried that before, do please try it. And I feel like this is a direct message to you, if you're listening to it and it resonates to you or with you, that this is what you're in need of. You know, not every single day. Maybe you want to do it every day. Maybe it's just once a week, but to give your time, give yourself this time to just come into this peacefulness and this sacredness and this surrendering, you'll start to notice that it's okay. That when you begin to trust in something that you can't necessarily see, you'll start to feel that, okay, I'm gonna be okay, I can get through this. And when you're sitting there, you might ask yourself a question or your higher self a question, or maybe you're just observing. Really, it's just observing. That's all it is. You're not trying to judge the situation. You don't want to be hard on yourself. And I feel like that's part of it too. So even if you are being hard on yourself, don't be hard on yourself that you're being hard on yourself. Just start to observe what's happening in your mind, and it might take a minute. Maybe you start to feel uncomfortable, maybe you start squirming, maybe things are popping up. But what you can do is just write it down on a piece of paper. Like if you think of something that you don't want to forget, oh, I don't want to forget that, just jot it down on a piece of paper or put it in your notes or whatever on your phone, which I really wouldn't recommend having your phone in there, but that's okay too. Make sure it's on silent, but just to write it out so it's out of your mind, so you don't have to worry about remembering it or anything like that. Or a technique that I do, which is really helpful, is I just ask the universe to help me remember. I'll just say, hey, okay, this just popped up in my mind. I ask for you to help me remember. I ask to remember this after this meditation session, after this silent session, after this sitting in the power session. And that really works. I never not recognize that it didn't work. It's always worked for me when I ask to remember. And so this is the way to get through, or this is a way to get through the insanity that happens, because we're affected by the energy that surrounds us. We're affected by what we see in these videos that we watch, and we come across these sad videos. I was bawling my eyes out the other day, and I won't go into the details, but it's just like sometimes what's happening in the world can be so heart-wrenching and discouraging and so sad that we just feel like, what can we do? What can we do? And I'll talk more about what we can actually do, but in order to feel like everything is going to be okay, because essentially it will, you have to take that moment by yourself and just recognize that you are connected to this universal collective consciousness, this source, this ultimate love out there that is bringing you back to your center. So try it out. speaking about it, going back to what I was saying before, if you haven't tried therapy or counseling or just talking to someone outside of your inner circle, you know, outside of your friends or family, like talking to someone outside of that, if you haven't tried that before, I would truly, honestly recommend doing that if that feels right to you. And even if it doesn't feel right to you, I still recommend it because that's kind of getting out of your comfort zone. But we as humans, we need to get out of us what has been bothering us, what's been weighing on our hearts. This is all stuck energy. They're not judging you. As humans, we're all here to help each other, right? And so this therapist or this counselor is here to help you. And so by talking about it and getting it out is healing. It is healing. Try it out and feel it out and experience it and see this shift in your reality and this transformation that takes place. And even if you don't want to talk to a therapist or a counselor, you can go to a psychic medium. That's what I do. Or you can go to a healer of some sort. Or you can go to a yoga class. You can go to a singing bowl class, to where you're just shifting your energy. You're going into a different space and you're allowing the healing to take place, because we can't do it on our own necessarily. I do highly, highly believe in self-healing, and that's one thing that I will always support, is self-healing, absolutely. But I do feel like part of the self-healing is recognizing that others can help us as well. To help yourself, you can reach out to others to help you as well. So I do feel that this was helpful, and for myself especially as well, like just talking about it, just closing my eyes and just speaking and just talking about it is helpful. Even though I'm just talking to a mic, but I'm talking to you. It's more than that. It's getting it out and letting it be expressed however that looks and feels to you. So take what you will with this, and I do hope that you try at least one of these things to shift what's happening in your life. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.